listener production. Bacon smells nice.
Bacon.
So does All Day Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
You asked me yesterday about the jokes I did for the Spark. Awards.
Oh yeah, your film jokes. Yep.
Yeah, the film jokes. Yeah, I had to do another one for some builders recently, a building company, Apollo, great building company in Brisbane.
All right, so this is a setup to just more joke. You actually did this.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder why. Just, you know, when you like make yourself laugh.
I love making myself laugh.
Anyways, I was talking about Brisbane. You know how, like, I've set it up too much now. It's going to be an absolute dud. But anyways, I was talking about the current government, the current council, I should say, and all the developments that are happening. And I said, this is the joke. I said, so I was in my kitchen the other day. I spilt some water on the ground. I went to clean it up, and the council had already built a green bridge over it. Huh? No.
No. There's quite a few bridges getting built over the river in
which
Brisbane,
I'm a fan of, by the way.
And many laughs from the audience there.
Hey, the only laugh that matters is the one that you make inside yourself. So okay. Shout out to it. No, a big fan of hitting the bikes, hitting the roads, trying to get cars off the road, mate. That's what it's about, isn't it?
Well, we're going off-road and underwater today. We've got a very special guest for Insiders who's got a job that takes him to the depths of our oceans. You'll be finding out that very soon.
Yeah, you won't believe the unlikely pet that they may have made in their time. But it's going to be an absolutely massive show. Let's just dive right in, hey? Let's just dive right in. Literally.
Let's get in the diving bell and do it. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt O'Kine, you're a foodie.
Oh, sure am. Absolutely love my food. Did host Shortcuts to Glory on the ABC and SBS Food for quite some time. You might still see the replays happening, which I regret a lot of my wardrobe choices. They did not age well.
Surely the good people at the ABC costume department helped you out with some timeless threads.
Do you know that show? Okay, so that show, it was originally pitched. This is how it was supposed to be. 5-minute segments that were supposed to only live on ABC iView. Okay, yeah. So in my head, I was picturing people watching it like on their phones or just on very small screens. So I was like, man, I mean, what does it really matter what I'm wearing? They only care about how to make spaghetti. They only care about how to make the pasta or whatever I'm cooking on the day.
Plus, you know, if you're doing that, you don't want to put your best clothes on because you'll get little pasta sauce splashes on you.
Bro, cut to 8 years later, I'm sitting here watching myself with a hat backwards wearing a penguin Christmas jumper. I'm like, oh, what the hell was I thinking?
Oh, man. Anyways. Well, the point is that Matt does love a good little meal. So what would you say to me if I told you that last weekend I went to Attica?
Oh, I would get very jealous indeed. Attica, a name synonymous with one of the top most sort of elite dining experiences you can have in, if not Melbourne, the country. Why? I mean, how the hell did you, who has no respect for food,
Oi, I've got respect
get invited
for food, mate,
to something like that?
It's food. I wouldn't be able to do anything I do without food, all right?
Oh, mate, you wouldn't know a foam if it bloody hit you across the face, all right? You think a degustation meal is when you eat a pie in 8 bites.
Yeah. I thought a steak is something you stab through a vampire.
Exactly.
Anyway, look, I will admit I didn't know a whole heap about it. But I got to tell you that I was very proud of myself because I hadn't eaten that much that day. And before I went, I did almost duck into the little fast food restaurant and get myself some chippies.
Oh, you're disgusting. You're the sort of bloody idiot that would go to Attica and when they bring out the meals, you'd say, oh, do you have any tomato sauce?
We got the kids' menu here.
Is there any mayo I can have with this one, please?
Well, it was pretty incredible. Right, the first thing you bring out is like this fried saltbush along these other little things. And then the next one had kingfish in the shape of Australia. It was all like Australian native ingredient stuff. Kingfish in the shape of Australia. And in every state where the capital city was, they had a little thing of tasty stuff. One of them from Northern Territory was like green ants. And then Like Victoria was this other cherry stuff, and then Tasmania was just like a little pile of salt that you'd put on each little thing. And then they said, get up and come with us. We're going out the back garden. They built a pub out in their back patio. And they said, this is our pub experience. And they go, here's a mandarin beer. They had this old TV playing footy in the back to like give the pub experience. It was a 5-hour dining experience.
This is outrageous. If ever I've met someone who doesn't deserve this experience, it's
hey,
you. How
look,
dare
you? I didn't deserve it. Me and Reese and Kyron took Luke, our bar manager, as a thank you because he'd been 5 years with the company. Oh. He's been with the company for 5 years, and we thought this guy loves food, loves beverage. What can we do to celebrate him? So he was there, and he deserved it, and he enjoyed it. So that was good. Had the pairing wines. That was great. But the thing I really enjoyed about it was like how unapologetically ambitious it was. Like it could, you're just doing stuff. You're creating moments that I thought was incredible. Mm. The Chef Brent Shuri just, yeah, does different things, does new things. And I tell you what, like it, you know, you do pay for it at the end when the bill comes.
Oh yeah.
Which is
great.
It? But as a little special thing, like it was about 400, 500 bucks a person. All right.
Yeah.
For the full thing. But it was interesting, like we go, okay, 5-hour dining experience, divide that by five, it's about $100 an hour. I mean, I've gone down the therapist for more than that. They're charging you like, I've got charged $220 one time. I'm like, that's pre-rebate.
So you're just saying a little bit of...
Well, if I just come to Attica every 5 weeks, I'd be a pretty happy camper, you know.
Life would start looking a bit better.
I just, you know, it's part of a full self-care routine, maybe.
Do that. I've had two very memorable moments, both with Belinda, actually. One, we went to a place called Biota in Bowral, very similar thing. The other one that we did, spent like literally $4 a head, and it was a really, 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 really special meal.
$4 a head?
$400 a head. Oh. And
I'll say, what'd you come around to mine for dinner?
Very, very, very nice, fancy place in Sydney called CPR. I can't remember if it's still open. But anyway, we're getting ready, G'd up for this meal that we, you know, very excited. Go to sit down. And we sit next to these two extremely rich, like business manny type.
Right.
And they're two like little children.
How little?
Like I would say 5 and 6 years old.
Little
max.
Children. Human tapas, we call that. Tiny morsels.
Who had the exact same meal as us. The whole way through.
The little kids had $400 digger station.
Yes. And I tell you what, nothing takes the sparkle off your digger station like a 5-year-old. Like when every meal came out, they'd be like, yummy, ice cream. And I'd be like, this isn't ice cream, kid. This is dehydrated mulberry foam, you idiot. And I'm paying a bloody week's wage to eat it.
You don't think they pulled the pocket money together to go along for that one? No?
Could not believe it.
That's yeah. Incredible.
Enjoying your meal, are you, with the matching soft drinks?
I remember my first like proper expensive meal. I took my girlfriend out of the time out for. It was like our anniversary. We're in the Hunter Valley. We went at this place and this was like $170 each, right, for this one. So, you know, it's not up full level, but
it's for a lot. Time, yeah, of course.
I was going into new territories. So I go along there for this romantic dinner. And like Hunter Valley, it's what, 2 hours from Sydney?
Mm.
So we'd driven up there one night, go to this restaurant. I'm not good at researching restaurants. I found this place. I'm like, oh, this could be quite good. You know, we'll get out of town. We'll get away from it all. Go in the restaurant, do that. Sitting down, look onto the other table. My ex is sitting in there. This girl I've done for me. I'm like, oh, Jesus. $170 bucks a head to be on edge all night. And I just sit there and I was like, do I mention this? Do I just let it go? What do I do?
Did your ex see you? Did they spot you at all?
I think I waved at one. Oh, it was awful.
That's those moments you're just like, I should have had it. I just should have eaten at home. Dim Sims.
Oh, it would have been perfect on the couch. Feed each other ice cream and dimmies. God, that would have been better.
Oh, well, let us know your meal fails on @matt.n.alex.
Your most memorable dining experiences.
For the wrong reasons.
smell toast.
Always good meeting listeners in real life, Matt O'Kine.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it when you say g'day. So please don't ever hesitate to just hit us up. I was going to say at matt.n.alex, but what I mean to say is hit us up IRL.
Yeah.
If you happen to see us out and about, and just say, hey, listen to the pod. And we'll say, that's bloody awesome.
Yeah, as Jeremy did. And might even go one step further. Jeremy popped by the other day to Comedy Republic. He was there at 5 p.m. He was the only one in the bar. And I walked in and he's like, oh, hey, listen to the podcast. I've been on a couple of times. He's actually the guy who we made a meme out of one time. He was had a Superman shirt on and he pulled it apart at the middle to show the S. And in the background was Matt O'Kine sipping a beer, looking over like weirdly at...
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, it was him.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we did make a meme out of him.
Yeah. So
he just dropped in to say g'day at Comedy Republic.
Yeah, he's from Sydney. He was visiting Melbourne. Said g'day. I'm like, mate, good stuff. Popped by. My cousin was there as well. And then, you know, given he went to the best venue and knew the owner of the venue, scored himself a little little free bevy.
Oh, mate, you're an idiot for admitting that.
Why?
Because man and his dog's going to turn up to your venue now.
Well,
you're going to run out of beer.
And if I've milked you for content over the years, I will tell you, I'll get you a free bevy. Such are the perks of listening to Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Not only do you get this podcast for free in your podcast feed every morning, Monday through Friday, but every now and again, if we milk you for content and you happen to be in Melbourne at the time that I happen to be there, mm-hmm. then you might get yourself a free beverage out of it.
I tell you what, I was the opposite for me, by the way. I was at the can recycling place just recently.
Oh, yeah?
Chucking a few of the empties into the gobbler.
Getting
the machine.
Getting 10 cents per gobble.
Oh, absolutely. And let me tell you, it was gobbling. And the guy who was working with all the recycling material and stuff came around and said, oi, thought you might like a free bag to put your cans in next time. I said, you bloody right. Better believe it, mate.
That's the thing. If you're in a workplace, if you know someone who works somewhere, you get the hookups, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and by listening to the podcast, you might be able to, you know, score yourself a little beer or the like. But it's not the best one I've heard recently. Got a mate who just got put on there. They got a friend who works for an airline. Just got on the family discount
list.
Oh,
my God. Keep talking. Oh, this is getting me.
Bro, 60%
so excited.
Percent off the flights.
Right? I have wanted to be on this list my entire life.
Bro, listen to this. This is either going to make you really aroused or extremely angry.
Okay.
They're going to fly to London.
Mm-hmm.
Business class, $630.
No, no. I checked out those flights recently. I'm beholden to school holiday.
Oh,
like dates now, and so you do it like a week before the school holidays. It was about $2,000 each person return. So a family of three,
economy.
And we're only only three of us. That's $6,000. You chuck it in the next week when it's school holidays.
Yep.
Oh, suddenly it's 3,000.
Oh.
3,500. It's
each.
A solid 10. Yeah, each. So it's a solid 10K just to get three people over to Europe and back, which, I mean, granted, it's a miracle that we can even fly. I'm sure it's not an easy thing to do, but,
But it's just like in the know, you know, when you know someone who works somewhere and they're just like, they hook you up.
Do you know that I saw that there might be some restaurants that are going to start charging like airplanes?
Oh, what? In what way?
Because you know how, all right, lo and behold, like a Tuesday morning flight, not expensive.
Yeah, and right? A Tuesday 6 a.m.
A Friday afternoon flight, oh, gee, magically, it's more expensive. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It is exactly the same thing. So what they're doing is, of course, charging by demand, right?
Yeah.
Which you would argue is a little bit, could be considered a little bit of a dog act, right?
Right.
So there are
so
restaurants.
At a restaurant, if you're going in at like 4:30 for an early dinner, you get the cheap stuff. People do lunch specials and stuff.
They
like
do lunch specials, but now they're saying, well, if you're going to order the spaghetti on the Friday night, guess what? You're going to have to pay $6 more.
What about if you're at like the worst table in the restaurant, you pay cheaper, but if you're like a sick booth, you know, in the corner.
There you go.
You're paying a bit what if more I
just,
for your
What if
your
I eat it
bowl?
With my hands? Can I just eat it with my hands and you just give it to me for like a 25% off?
Yeah, those airline extras. It's like, oh, if you, yeah, if you like cutlery, that's going to be an upgrade. Yeah, come and enjoy a meal for $2. Oh, but you want chopsticks? Sorry, that's going to be another $1. A napkin, 50 cents each. So keep it off the hands yourself.
So, okay, let's talk about this, the family perks. So $600 to London business class. Mate, you'd be going every weekend just cause. It's honestly, if you, okay, let's do the maths here. You're going to be in the air for a solid 32 to 48 hours. Plus, that's not including lounge. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, via Singapore. So I'm like, there's your dinner and your drinks paid
Mate,
for.
So if you just did a flight on Friday arvo and got back on Monday, you'd be dead set hard pressed not saving money. You know what I mean? You've got two full weekend, like a full weekend of food and drinks.
Move out of your apartments, right? You're paying $600 a week, and because you get bumped from these things, like, whoops, bumped, I'm back in the lounge. I'll have a shower there. Thank you. Just
Mate,
live
just
on this perpetual flying thing around the world, just having a nap every time, watching all the movies you can want, eating everything that you could want.
Oh, man.
It's getting to that point where you just your address would be flight ZX846 to Zurich.
Juicy goss from me?
Do you know what's going on here?
We know what's going on.
You won't believe it.
Real juicy.
So let's just keep it on the down low, shall we?
Matt and Alex's Insiders.
Yes, we're once again dipping into Insiders, where we talk to someone with a very specific job and find out all the details about what goes on behind the scenes. And it's a job, Matt, that got mentioned recently as a TikTok trend showed young, predominantly women calling up their dads and saying they've got into underwater welding.
Yeah, and we thought, you know, what is actually the nuts and bolts of this particular profession? I mean, the idea being that it's a very niche thing and sometimes it can be quite dangerous. Sometimes you're out underwater, you're living there for, you know, days or weeks or months. So we're very lucky to hear from our next guest. It is anonymous, or you might be able to call them, Nick.
G'day, hello, Nick. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Good. Now, you're on the All Day Breakfast podcast here, but you actually got dobbed in.
Yeah, my son, Lockie, yeah.
Shout out to Lockie.
Yeah, what did Lockie tell you?
Oh, you said, Dad, they're going to give you a call. They were talking about some underwater welding. I told them that you do the job, and well, I've done the job in the past, and in general, as a commercial diver, it's part of our, you know, part of the number of jobs that we have to carry out as commercial divers.
Okay, now commercial diving, can you tell us how you got into that?
I'm a plumber welder by trade, and it's just one of those things. I enjoyed diving and thought it would be a bit of a kick to get to travel the world and work when you want to.
You sound like one of, like, if I go to the circus, Nick, and then there's someone standing up on a chair or something, oh, well, that's pretty impressive. And they go, then they add like they're a new, like a pole, and they start going on top of that. Then they add like a cube and they're on top of it. You're just adding things to make your job harder.
Commercial diving, welding, anything you do subsea has its risks, but it's very well controlled. You've probably got more chance of being killed by a bus or run over by someone than dying in the commercial industry.
So, Nick, when it comes to commercial diving, do you just do the kind of, you know, duck under for a few hours and get out, or have you done the kind of living underwater for a few days business?
No, I've done the full bifter, the saturation diving, they call that. Living in the chambers for up to 28 days. And
how
basically,
deep's a chamber underwater?
Well, no, actually, the chambers are in the hull of a vessel or a ship. And you use what they call a diving bell, which gets you down to the bottom or the depth you're working at. It's like an elevator. But you're living under pressure, equivalent pressure that you're working at.
Because instead of pressurizing and depressurizing, you stay at the one pressure so your body doesn't feel the effects of coming in and out of the pressure.
That's correct. Yes, it's a much safer way of diving. They call it saturation diving. and you only do one decompression. Instead, if you're doing surface diving, you're doing multiple decompressions every day. Damn. So that's when the risk builds up.
Sounds like you're in like an astronaut style conditions. Is that sort of similar?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, what you do is basically underwater is similar to what they do, the astronauts do moonwalking or spacewalking.
That's amazing. And are you listening to Queen and David Bowie's Under Pressure constantly whilst you're down there?
I wish we could. We did one time had the cricket. I was working up the Northwest Shelf here for one of our big engine companies, and we managed to get the cricket test patch down to us on the bottom one time. But that was when the safety officer found that he wasn't too pleased, so that stopped pretty quickly.
How do you stay sane in that situation? Do you feel yourself going a bit stir crazy if you're just living in this little tiny room underneath water from that
long? It takes a certain mentality, you could say, because sometimes you're living in a chamber, well, say 10 metres long, probably about 3 metres diameter, with 6 other people in bunks.
For 28 days?
Yes.
What does it feel like being under pressure for that long?
It's just normal, apart from you speaking Donald Duck because you're breathing helium.
Wait. Sorry. You're breathing helium the whole time, or like for lots of it?
Yes. Depending on your depth, because oxygen, the whole idea of saturation diving, they eliminate the nitrogen, which is the risk from getting the bends.
Yep.
And helium's much lighter than nitrogen, and so it doesn't affect your body so much when they're decompressing. And so, you know, depending what depth you're working at, your oxygen-helium percentage differs. And so sometimes you're talking like Donald Duck. You know, I've rung up my first time. We got phones into the diving system. I rang up my wife. She hung up 3 times on me. She thought she was being prank called. So, yeah.
Honey, it's me. Honey, yeah. It's me, Nick.
That's right. I actually had to send a message out to the guys outside to ring up my wife and tell them that I'm trying to talk to her. She wouldn't believe us.
There's some weird fish in there just going, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever seen any of those, you know, weird angler fish with the light bulbs over their heads or anything?
No, we don't go that deep, but we've had some very decent, funny interactions with marine life. You know, I remember one stage we're working off Exmouth, and this potato cod took a great interest to him. My dive partner's knife and stole it off him and stuff like that. But, and seals, we had a lot of problem with seals.
Yeah.
Our seals come in because the seals can dive quite deep, breath hold, and we've had to put nets over the habitats and stuff like that to stop the seals from coming into the habitats.
I've just seen a potato cod can be 2 metres long.
Yes. The one I've... off one of the platforms here was actually size of VW Combi.
Oh, my God.
He was huge.
Oh, my God. You're scared it's going to swallow you.
Takes the shot, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's Moby Dick. Yeah.
Call that a fish? This is a fish. Goodness me.
Well, it's quite funny. My bell partner, Mike, scratched him. He sort of like had a scar on him. And Mike scratched him. And he really enjoyed that. So every time we went out for a dive, this damn big fish kept coming up to Mike and asking to scratch. Very intelligent creatures. Very
so
intelligent.
Gave a little bit of a pet. You'd come over for some some scritches.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. That's why I see it. So yeah.
That's incredible. And another big question, because I think this is a bit of a rumor in the industry as well, is how much you get paid for this sort of stuff.
Yeah, is it good? You're rolling in it or what?
The conditions of you see, they're quite, to get to that level, you have to be a self mindset. You do get rewarded a fair bit. But yet again, you're living in a chamber with 28 days with 6 other people. Yep. Some of them don't like.
Yeah, and I guess the risk would be that scenario you find yourself in where it's like, can you handle this, you know, isolation or close proximity working with other people while talking like Donald Duck mentally, more than like there's a big physical challenge to you?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, there's guys still diving at 65.
Oh, wow. Well, look, thank you so much for getting in touch, for letting us know all about it, hey, and letting us have a chat with you about What you've been doing down there.
It's been so interesting, Nick. We really appreciate it. Shout out to Lockie for dobbing you in. And we look forward to chatting to you again sometime when underwater welding is in the news.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Anytime, you know, underwater welding is a very small part of commercial diving.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm sure there's many more stories up your sleeve. So we'll keep your phone number. Nick, you might be hearing from us again.
Okay. Not a problem.
Thanks, Nick. Bye.
And thank you for listening to All Day Breakfast today. We really appreciate you hanging out with us once again. Good news is we've got a sweet little episode for you tomorrow as well.
Yeah. Back here, same time, same place. We'll catch you then. Bye-bye.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.n.alex.